Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Guy Avidan, CFO for Audio Codes Limited. The company trades on NASDAQ, and their ticker symbol is AUDC. Thanks for joining us today, Guy.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Audio Codes for some of our listeners here that are new to your story.
All right. Audio Code was formed about 17 years ago as a voice over IP company. We started as a technology-based company doing chips and blades, selling especially to OEMs. Then we moved up in the value chain to network systems. And today we provide network system chip blades all in the voice over IP environment to multiple markets, including mobile voice markets, enterprise carriers, etc. The revenue.
Bring us up to speed on the supply agreement with Nationwide Network. Or I think the company is WiMAXIS.
Yeah, the name of the company is WiMAX. It's an existing customer, and recently we announced another deal that we did to deploy our VoIP gateways with them. We have deals like that on a regular basis, but this deal was specifically large, so it was a good reason to announce it. We're seeing more and more enterprise moving actually to VoIP services, one because of more CTrunk services adoption, and two because of the cost, which is obviously much lower than the regular TDM based code.
Right, and then you also had a recent talk a little bit about the Microsoft qualifications for PSTN.
All right, Microsoft recently launched their link program for unified communication. What we're doing with Microsoft is whenever Microsoft provides their solution, they need a lot of hardware devices in the network, and that will include, again, gateways and other audio codes equipment. So the growth of Microsoft in the market will obviously create even more growth to the audio codes product. Now, in order to do that, obviously you need the certification from Microsoft, and that was the recent announcement we did.
Well, good. And so talk to us a little bit about some of the more about some of the trends right now in your sector and how well positioned you believe the company is to capitalize on them.
The major trend is actually the adoption of VoIP, and I mentioned it before, but I'll say it again. The big drive for VoIP initially was the cost, and what's happening now, we're seeing better and better quality due to HD VoIP, and that is a big driver. So the initial big driver, of course, is actually now quality. Another driver is the adoption of mobile VoIP, and the big driver for that is actually more and more smartphones. And I don't know if you were following the FCC announcement from yesterday about net neutrality. So basically now both wireline and wireless cannot block VoIP services anymore, and that will definitely be a big driver for anyone that provides VoIP services or VoIP equipment such as AudioCode.
Certainly, and so what would you say makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, we're unique in one, we provide the whole food chain, from the algorithm, voice compression, up to blades for OEM, networking equipment, and client applications. So it's sort of a one-stop shop for a VoIP product, and this is very unique. I mean, there are no many other vendors that provide that broad VoIP product. Another point that differentiate us from other players, and for instance, we're doing a lot of efforts to penetrate the enterprise SBC market, and what differentiate us from the other players is that when it comes to the migration period between TDM and all IP, we bring the best solution because we have all the legacy of TDM and we have all the technology of all IP, and definitely in the next 5 to 10 years, there will be a lot of hybrid networks that will require both TDM and IP. And this is a very big selling point and a differentiator for AudioCodes.
Certainly, and so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Guy, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Well, I'll start with the management. The company was founded by Mr. Adlersberg, which is still the CEO, president and CEO of the company. He holds more than 13% of the company's shares, and he's actually the backbone of the company. Most of the other management members are also more than 5 and 10 years in the company. I'm recently new to the company. I joined the company July this year. Previous to my career in AudioCodes, I was president of the networking division in a company called MRV Communication, and before that, the CFO of MRV Communications. Definitely the the experience and the fact that most of the management goes with the company for many years help us a lot in keeping the company the way it is today, and also help us grow the company very fast. Just this year, this company grew 20% over the previous year. And definitely the current management and the broad variety of people in the management helps a lot.
Certainly. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
So our goals for next year in terms of business is in our core business, which is VoIP gateways. Number one, to increase our market share and grow the business. And number two, have the same leading position that we have in the VoIP gateways, also in the enterprise SBC, which is, as mentioned before, relatively a new market. At the same time, for 2011, we have other goals like increasing dramatically our business in new markets, and that include the residential gateway for VoIP and the mobile VoIP, including client applications.
Well, good. And so when it comes to investors and the financial community, do you believe that the AudioCodes story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Definitely not completely, but if you look at the chart of the AUDC, you can see that in the last 6 or 7 months, the company more than doubled market cap. Comparing AudioCodes, and obviously this is from my point of view, comparing AudioCodes to the competition in the VoIP environment, and that goes from companies like Acme Packets and other, there's still a lot of room to grow.
Certainly, and as far as the company's upcoming growth, will you continue to grow organically, or will you look out for some more? Will you look for some M&A activity?
Our main goal is to grow organically, not the same way as we did in 2010, but definitely double digit. We will go for M&As in terms of looking for technologies that we will miss and that we will know down the line, and or if we stumble on a great opportunity.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Guy Avidan, CFO for Audio Codes Limited. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol AUDC, currently trading at $6.13 a share. The market cap is north of $249 million. And before we conclude, Guy, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
One, we have a great experience in the VoIP, and we believe, and definitely the market believes, that VoIP is going to grow dramatically in the next year and years. Two, we have a defensive business that we will grow as well in it, and we're approaching new markets that, like mobile VoIP and others, that will grow even triple digits, and definitely we're going to take advantage of this market growth.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and update our investors on Audio Codes.
Thank you.